Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about 45 minutes or so. We got Thursday Night Football. We'll do our picks for that one coming up in the next segment. Let's get back to one winning drive yesterday. By the way, we're waiting for your attendance report today. Will he or won't he be Lamar number 8? If he's not there, then you know things get a little zany.
Yeah.
If he is, you know that spread probably goes back up to 8.5. Against the Browns. But here's Kyle Hamilton talking about the team. They won 3 in a row. Yeah, they're playing slappies. You handle the schedule accordingly, right? You don't apologize. Oh, we beat a team we're supposed to beat. Our bad. No, you do what you're supposed to do. How's that confidence level right now, Kyle?
Yeah, it's a week-to-week league, and I think I built some confidence the past few weeks. Just stemming from after the bye, I think a lot of guys, it was a good time for that bye to come, and just like a hard reset for everybody, and you know, we're rolling now as a defense and as a team, so we just got to keep it going. Can't take it for granted what we've created the past few weeks. We got to keep it moving.
I think, Bob, they are playing with much more confidence, and how do you tell? Playing a lot faster. You know, they're playing extremely fast. I think the linebackers are playing fast. You know, Malachi Starks is playing fast. They're creating turnovers. So, yeah, I think it's a group that feels pretty good about themselves, and they need to just keep developing that because they still can be better, especially in the run game. They can be better. They need to be better in the run game.
Now, no Marlon Sunday, and you mentioned Awuzie earlier, who oft-injured throughout his career, Cincinnati, Dallas, and he's been hurt in Baltimore, as a matter of fact. But what do we like about him? And you just mentioned the Browns offense, not exactly Paul Warfield running around out there doing all sorts of great things. But what's Awuzie going to bring to the table? Not just Sunday, but, you know, throughout assuming health throughout the rest of the season.
I think he's a steady vet, knows how to play, zone man. You know, And, I mean, he was covering Jefferson last week. He got hosed on the P.I. call. Wasn't yes. The P.I. You know, so he's played in big games. I don't think anything will affect him. He'll tackle. I think he's a very good football player, and he'll start this week for them, which will be – we're not going to see a drop-off.
Now, for the Ravens, turnover differential was way against them earlier this season. They've actually broken even, and we'll get into stats a little more in-depth tomorrow. Here's Kyle Hamilton talking about the Ravens now becoming ball hawks. Take that thing away.
Might be a little bit of jealousy. People see other people getting turnovers. They want their own turnovers. So, nah, but it's something that we practice and something that has to be intentional throughout the game, intentionally punching at the ball, ripping at the ball, whatever it may be. And, you know, guys see other guys doing it and it motivates other people and kind of brings that intentionality up.
Well, I think, you know, there's a correlation, Bob. What'd they have, 11 quarterback hits? Isn't that what you said? Was it 11 quarterback
12
hits?
12 last week.
12 last week, and they got two interceptions. You know, so I think there's some correlation there. They had four batted balls, too. You know, and Kyle Hamilton batted two. I could see one of these games coming up where Kyle bats it up in the air and he catches it and runs it in for a touchdown. That would not shock me one bit. But I think we're going to see Kyle coming a lot this week.
NFL Lunch video at Haney 105.7. The Fan, we just talked about playing an easier schedule and putting together a winning streak because of it. You don't make the schedule. You just play the thing. Roquan Smith was asked about that. Well, you're winning games, but you're playing a bunch of scrubs, right?
At the end of the day, this is America and this home of freedom of speech. So everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And at the end of the day, our job is to go out and play the best brand of football that we can do. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're focused on. I don't care, really.
You know, I mean, it's just natural if you're, you know, a player, management. I remember sitting in Dan Snyder's office all the time, and he would get out. We'd be sitting in his office. We'd have lunch, and he'd go over the schedule. Well, schedule, you know, like especially like this time of year. Well, we should win that one. We should win that one. But, you know, so, I mean, it's pretty normal that, and it's natural that you do it. You know, and players do the same thing. All right, you know, we got this. We got Cleveland. All right, that'll be, you know, that'll be kind of a tough game, but then we got the Jets, they stay, you know. So, I mean, it's natural to look ahead.
Yeah, but then, you know, as we all know, our running back's hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to rain this day. Then all of that gets a little windy in Cleveland, for instance, coming up on Sunday. How's the Looper going to respond to that?
That one's going to be interesting with the Looper. But, you know, Lamar kind of reminds me of Steve Young throwing a ball like wind never bothered Steve, rain never bothered Steve, and wind doesn't bother Lamar, rain doesn't bother Lamar. So, you know, doesn't really affect Lamar that much.
Now, even though the Browns are struggling, they're 2-7, bottom at the division, coming off a loss, rookie quarterback, taking on a Ravens team that's won 3 in a row, but it is a divisional game. And as we've talked about, and we'll mention it a few more times before we get out of here at 2 o'clock tomorrow, they won 3 of the last 4 against the Ravens in Cleveland. And just historically, you know, no matter the strength of the Ravens or the weaknesses of Cleveland, it's like the Steelers. It's a tough game for whatever reason, division rivals. So Roquan, I mean, you're favored pretty significantly, right? Browns, they should be easy work.
Yeah, I think each and every game throughout the league is a tough game. That's why everyone's in the league, if you ask me. And then I think adding that it's a division rival, and they have a lot of really good players on their team, really good defense. And they have a lot of pieces on offense as well. Got a lot of respect for the rookie running back, Judy, 44, 85, a lot of those guys. So got some playmakers, and it's the National Football League.
Yeah. I would say I would have respect for the guys that he mentioned, but they don't have the trigger dude, and he didn't mention one O-lineman. Did not mention one O-lineman or the quarterback.
Yeah, 44 is Fannin, 85 is Njoku, and right. He likes the running back. And I think
Judkins, that's legit.
An impressive young player, for
and
sure.
And defensively, I'm telling you what, as a whole, I mean, they're the second-best defense in the league, and their offense sucks. You know, so how about that? Because, you know, you can't score points. You guys got to be – they got to be perfect. I guess it would have been like the Ravens back in, what, 2000 when – what did you say? They didn't have a touchdown in 5 games?
Offense? And still won 2 of those games because the defense was so good.
So, you know,
eventually won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, their defense is a championship defense. Their offense is nowhere near close, and that's why they sit 2-7.
It's Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. And last thing, before we hit the break, then look at the schedule and do our picks for tonight's game. you know, as we said, 3 out of 4 losses in Cleveland. So, John Harbaugh, what the hell is that all about?
Because they're really good. Because, I mean, that defense is one of the best, if not the best defense going right now. I mean, they got multiple top-end players. They got a great scheme. They play super hard. They're physical. They do everything really well. Offensive line, been around forever. Big physical offensive line. They got one of the best young backs. This guy looks legit.
All right.
Well, he talked about the offensive line.
Yeah, the big and physical, that's...
Been around forever.
Been around, yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing or if that's a bad thing. You know, they've been around forever. You know, but he talked about the offense a lot different than he talked about the defense. The defense, what he said, Bob, that was fact. They are legit. Now, offensively, yeah. This game is good. If the Ravens turn it over, Bob, that's the only way Cleveland's going to win this game. That's the only way that Cleveland will win this game. Because the Ravens can score points, they can't. And if the Ravens don't turn it over, Cleveland will turn it over. I mean, that's what we banked on with Joe Flacco in Week 2.
Sure.
You know, and how did the Ravens get started? I mean, the Ravens were struggling early on in that game. Then Hummel blocks a punt, and they get touchdown, and they get up 10-3. And then it was kind of game over after. Then they scored 31 points the second half because the offense can't do anything, and then the defense just wears down. And that's what happened. That's what happened in the Jets game, too. Defense wore down. They can't play at that intensity as long as they have to play with that offense.
When we come back, we'll look at the schedule for Week 11 in the National Football League. We'll do our predictions for tonight's game. Jets at New England. Patriots 12.5-point favorites. Patriots right now first place in the AFC East. You can hear that game, by the way, on 105.7 The Fan starting tonight. And then at 1:30, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk real and fantasy football with him. His Bears, are they real? Or is this just a fantasy that they're going to get to the playoffs?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As we head into week 11, Now, Nolan, you want to do the standings update for the picks, or you just want to do the picks? That's up to you, because you're in first place. I mean,
right? Well,
you're kind of calling the shots right now.
It's shrinking, though. We didn't recap Monday. Vinny took the Eagles. You and I had Green Bay, so now my lead is just one game. One game.
Can you feel me coming, Nolan?
Breathing on my neck. Objects in the rearview mirror closer than they appear.
All right, well, tonight, New England 12.5-point favorites, the Jets. Banged up quarterback who can't make plays. And I will finally admit, after 4 years, I was wrong about Justin Fields. I thought he was a guy. Chicago said he wasn't. Pittsburgh said he wasn't. They benched him with a winning record, matter of fact, last year, for Russell Wilson. And then in New York, had a really good first game against the Steelers and hadn't done much of anything since then.
Well, that's the real kiss of death.
I'm wrong about Justin Fields.
I mean, well, I was kind of with you, but you know, once you landed with the Jets, you probably should have known how it was going to turn out.
Yeah, well, their history of quarterbacks is pretty bad.
Well, what they got to do is they got to beat them the same way that they won this past week, same way they beat Cleveland. They need a outstanding kicking game. They need somebody to make a play on a kicking game, and that defense got to kick ass and make Drake May turn it over and like get a pick six or something.
Yeah, like for instance, like great quarterback lineage, the Colts. Well, the city of Baltimore in general, Unitas, Earl Morrill, Burt, Lamar,
yeah,
a lot of MVPs coming out of Baltimore at quarterback. The Jets, what, Namath once back in the AFL, back when, you know, remote controls didn't even exist on TVs and nobody knew what a cable was. TV, that is, way before cell phones. I mean, we're talking dinosaur days. Crazy time. And anyway, New England 12.5. Another pretty strong lineage of quarterbacks. That Tom Brady guy is pretty good. Drake May's a MVP caliber guy. Drew Bledsoe. Steve Grogan had his moments.
Yeah.
At times, way back when. But where are we going here tonight? Nolan, since you're in first place, go kick us off.
Right.
Football term.
Even though I was picking first when I was in second, but it's okay. Right, well, that's okay. I don't need the boost. I don't need the assistance. I'll do just fine on my own.
I think this one's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
tonight.
Well, no, but nobody's going to pick the Jets tonight.
No.
I mean, if there was.
Not even me.
Q. Right. Not even Q.
No, you never know. I think the only way that I could maybe see the Jets winning this game is if it was in New York. That's the only way.
Why?
And even.
Why?
Short week. And just I still feel this way, same way I felt about the Colts when they were on their hot streak to start the year. At some point, they're going to lay an egg. I mean, the Pats aren't going to win out, just like the Colts weren't going to win out. And in the case of the Colts, it was a very ugly loss, 6 turnovers against the Steelers. So it's coming. Hopefully, it ends up happening against Baltimore when they come here next month. But for now, I think they get the job done.
Yeah, we're all rolling in New England.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to take a blow to the head or something to take the Jets.
Well, you're down 19.
I'm not even that stupid.
Well, you don't want to be down 20.
I mean, who are the Dolphins playing? I'm not going to pick my... Anyway, other games this week. And let me just refresh here to see what's going on at One Winning Drive. Because about 24 hours ago, no, nothing on Lamar yet. Spread still sitting at 7.5 in favor of the Ravens. If you missed it, Lamar didn't practice yesterday. Was on the injury report with a knee. If it unpracticed today, then things might get a little real. Ravens, 425 at Cleveland, big favorites. Dolphins taking on the Commanders and laying 2.5 points. Nolan, might have to break my own rule and take Miami this week.
I mean, I think, well, especially after the recent performances, they're certainly qualified for a change of opinion.
Yeah, and right now the Commanders are on the ropes and Mills Lane's about to start waving them off if he hasn't stopped it already.
Yeah.
Panthers at Atlanta. Falcons 3.5. Carolina lost to New Orleans at home a week after winning at Green Bay. It's how zany thing. That's why they play the games.
I think Atlanta might be the most difficult team to pin down right now. All season long, really. I mean, just when they get rolling, you know, they get shut out by a terrible team. Then they come back. They looked halfway decent.
Carolina, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then it turns out Carolina was halfway decent themselves. So I don't know what to make of anybody right now, but Atlanta for sure. They play that close game against the Colts, can't pull it out late. I really, they might be the hardest team for me to pick
and
right
now. And
they
spanked Buffalo? handed the Bills their first loss. Tampa's at, speaking of the Bills, at Buffalo. Bills 5.5 points there. Tampa loses to New England at home. Let's see. Same draft class. Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen.
Yeah,
first
I just
pick versus the seventh.
You know it's going to be cold. It's going to be crappy weather in Buffalo. You know, and Irvin, is Irvin playing or not playing, Bob? That's huge difference there.
He was at practice on a limited basis yesterday.
Because you want to run it on Buffalo.
Houston's at the Titans. Houston coming off that comfort behind win against Jacksonville. 6.5 point favorites there. C.J. Stroud still maybe sort of coming back, perhaps. Bears at Minnesota. Vikings 2.5 at home after losing to the Ravens. Green Bay's at the Giants. Packers 7.5 point favorites there. Cincinnati's at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh 5.5. Chargers at Jacksonville. Chargers 2.5 there. Seattle's at the Rams. These are all 4 o'clock or later. Arguably the game of the weekend. L.A. 3.5 points.
There's a couple of them.
49ers at the Cardinals. This ain't one of them. But you never know. San Francisco, 2.5 point favorites there. Kansas City's at Denver. This is another one. Chiefs, 3.5 on the road against the offensively challenged Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Who have won 7 in a row. Yeah.
Denver's defense is... Bob, their sack numbers are like on historic range right now. So that'll be it because... What did Philly do in that Super Bowl to Mahomes, you know, that they won? Beat the heck out of him.
Beat the crap out of him.
Lying. I might go under on that one. 44.5?
Yeah.
Chiefs not half bad on defense either.
Yeah, AccuWeather right now says 68 in Denver on Sunday. That can't be right.
Yeah.
It should be called not so AccuWeather.
Bob,
it's the weather. It's like Bob, gambling tout. Hey, take this team. Well, they lost. Well, you ain't getting your money back. Go screw yourself.
I flew into Denver one time from L.A. We were playing USC, which would have been right after Thanksgiving, and it was like 70 degrees. Next day was a snowstorm.
Lions and Eagles. A.J. Brown, he's in the ambulance. He wants more touches. Jalen Hurts might get touched a little bit by this Detroit defensive line. Philly still 2.5 point favorites. In the game that would have been awesome 40 years ago, Dallas taking on the Raiders in Las Vegas. Cowboys, 3.5 points there. Dallas could score. As we know, they can't stop the other team from scoring. And the Raiders aren't exactly lighting up the scoreboard anyway. So we'll see.
No, they're not.
That is your Week 11 slate of games. We'll do our picks tomorrow. We'll get into the college realm as well. But when we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Talk about his picks for this weekend and for tonight's game. And talk about his Bears. All of a sudden, very much alive in the playoff conversation in 2020.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
25. See if Lamar's out there. No attendance report yet. We'll have it before we're out of here.
Oh, no doubt.
At 2 o'clock for sure. If Lamar doesn't go, then things get real. Lamar's back. You know, that spread goes from 7.5, I'm assuming, back up to 8.5. If not, higher than that. But Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, let's welcome in as we do every Thursday from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Mike Harmon. Mike, what is up?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Thursday. Happy Week 11 Jets, yo. Another wonderful primetime game for all of us to peruse or maybe find something else to do.
Before we rag on the Jets, which is fun and easy to do, how about 40 years ago? And I know I jokingly said this to you maybe a month ago. 40 years ago, the Super Bowl 20, New England Patriots, Chicago Bears. Yeah. Down in New Orleans, the Super Bowl. The Bears, one of the great teams of all time, the Patriots, who pulled 2 upsets, upset the Raiders. And then remember, Matt Millen punched Billy Sullivan in the face right there, the GM of the Patriots. Matt Millen, there's a great picture. People, Google it. Matt Millen punching Billy Sullivan. Follow it through with that right hand. Picture perfect, right in a suckle. But anyways, but they beat the Raiders, then beat the Dolphins in the Orange Bowl, and then the Raiders handled them accordingly. So we sit here, look at this. I didn't want to digress too much, Mike. Sorry about that. We're sitting here. We're looking at the standings. Patriots, they're on top of the AFC East by 1.5 games. And right now, tiebreakers have Detroit ahead of your Bears in the NFC North. Even though Chicago still has a negative point differential, which does count for something, Chicago, since the Ravens handled them with relative ease a couple weeks back, they've looked like a real team. So as New England's doing their surprise thing, Chicago's taking another step forward in the progress of the two teams. Which one's real? Which one's fraudulent? Or could we see both of them in the, not the Super Bowl, let's not get carried away, but in the postseason this year?
No, keep kicking bleeping field goals, you lose games. what are you doing, Bob? You're taking away my good mood. Look, the Patriots are fun. Can they score when it matters? Now it's been a fun run, no question about it. Drake May, one of your leaders in the MVP odds. If you look up there, it's him and Matthew Stafford leading the pack. We had the I don't know what you'd call it, the proposal, indecent proposal kind of thing of, hey, what about Caleb Williams if things broke right for the second half of the season? Because I laid it out. They've got a top 4 strength of schedule, and I mean the hard way. So if they do go on a tremendous run, then all of a sudden you're looking at a guy at 150-1 right now. Like, all right, suddenly Caleb is curious. It's done pretty well for us. Check out the YouTube page at Jason Smith Show for that. But the path in the NFC, who do you trust out of any of these teams? Right, dysfunction, inconsistent play is what marked. I mean, that's the whole 2025 season, I think, for everybody, which is great on a grand scale. But week to week, we get some real dogs to watch. With regularity. Do I believe in either of these teams as long-distance teams? No, not at all. Bears are every game is one play away from going to hell. So, it's a fun ride, and you see growth and strides. They're still 75-1 for a reason.
Now, speaking of dysfunction, A.J. Brown in Philly, where they're still top of the standings. They're still one of the favorites to get to and win the Super Bowl, which would be their second straight, third straight Super Bowl if they get to it. Will this become too much for Sirianni to overcome? Will there be a fractured locker room where it's us against them, meaning offense versus defense, ultimately?
Yeah, I love some of the stuff, right? The Twitch video was pretty funny. The going back and forth with the reporters, both Brown and Sirianni, kind of entertaining. If they've been going rogue, I want to say that, I don't know if you guys saw that report, right? That the last play, the fourth and sixth, they went rogue, Hurts and Brown, and called that. Well, if that was the case, how come A.J. Brown didn't look back for the football? It hit Valentine square in the back, and Brown's head never got around to look for the ball. But all of that to say, I think they can win in spite of it. I think they're good enough, so long as they don't suffer any more injuries on the offensive and defensive lines. We'll see what's going on with Lane Johnson. He's hurting for sure. We'll see if that takes him out of the lineup. But otherwise, I mean, they're at 7-2, and Saquon Barkley has won 100-yard game this year. So they still have potential to play their best football ahead. Look, A.J. Brown could do wind sprints for all I care. And I think that's kind of where they're at in Philadelphia as well. All right, you got to pay attention to him. Safety might have to shade over. So that gives us more Devontae Smith, more Dallas Goedert, John Dotson, of all people. And then maybe actually they'll get that run game started. But they're in a really prime position right now because you still have a war of attrition potentially in the West with the Rams being chased by whatever's left of the 49ers. The Seahawks are pretty good. And Arizona's good enough to at least fight you for 45 minutes.
All right, Mike, what's the buzz like in L.A. with Seattle and the Rams? Probably the best game this weekend. You know, I mean, both teams playing great.
Yeah, no, the excitement level here is starting to really churn up a bit. You know, you've got a lot of hand-wringing over what the Chargers may and may not be week to week. But, you know, Matthew Stafford starting to get his flowers again and people getting all excited. And, you know, the streak he's on has just been absurd in the connection with Adams and Nacua. Just off the charts. Still fearful that the run game and ball security comes back and bites them in the ass at some point. Seattle still has the Sam Darnold effect that they have to get through. There's just a trust factor in that most people don't. But that defense is pretty strong, getting healthy for the second half of the year. They still can't run the ball for anything. So that's a whole other part of things that weighs in this West battle. When you look at Walker, every once in a while he gets on a roll, and then all of a sudden he's on the sideline for a series or two. For Charbonnet and just for passing attack from Sam Darnold, I'll be curious to see Rashid Shaheed, who they picked up from the Saints, one of those guys for your fantasy purposes. Maybe you go and stash him to see what his role becomes. The guy can stretch a field, and with so much attention on JSN, maybe that's the second guy they needed.
Hey, Mike, if the Rams have kicking issues on Sunday, do they call Justin Tucker?
I think he's employed by Tuesday of next week somewhere. I mean, there's just too many teams where special teams have come back to take them out. And certainly with the Rams and their aspirations, like we're living out here, I don't know if you guys know. I mean, you got plenty of scandals. Wait 5 minutes. Gavin Newsom's going to show up, or the Mayor Karen Bass is going to show up on your news feed to defeat anything you got going sports-wise. I think you could probably bring in Justin Tucker. There'll be some eyebrow raises, but comes in contrite and you know, makes a couple of big kicks. Everybody forgets really fast.
He hasn't apologized. I think that might be an issue for a lot of people. But yeah, if you claim you didn't do anything, what the hell are you apologizing for?
No, that's it, right? I mean, if that's just you stick to, and you served your time. And I think that's the other part. Look at all the things that have gone on in the National Football League, players and up through and around organizations. There's a lot of guys on the field and have made hundreds of millions of dollars coming back without a lot of contrition. So, yeah, it's a strange spot.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I'm with your Plex. All right, Mike, last thing for you, starting with tonight. Give us the starts and sits for Week 11. I know Ramondre Stevenson for New England. I'm guessing Henderson eats well tonight. Should, anyway.
Yeah, we get a lot more Travion Henderson. He's a back-end RB1. And obviously the explosive plays are there when you're talking daily fantasy. Go find your value and run there. We get Drake May in. Receiving core wise for them, we get our Stephon Diggs in, but that's a mid two because we're not looking at guys feasting, right? It's a kind of a spread the ball around and see what plays. But the May numbers come through in the end. But Henderson's a big play. Obviously, we're looking at the New England defense for a big opportunity, seeing as, you know, the forward pass has not been invented for the New York Football Jets just yet. All right, going into the weekend, as we get to it, a lot of the usual suspects up top. You got Hurts playing Detroit, a lot of points expected in that one. Lamar, assuming he goes, big play against Cleveland, even with Garrett chasing right. You know, you go see that game for $6, guys. I saw that online. That was pretty crazy. $6 division game. Go to it. Dak Prescott going up against Las Vegas. Stafford in that game against Seattle. Again, not a great matchup, but right now in Stafford we trust. Baker against Buffalo. They'll start to get healthy over time. A couple of guys on the no-fly list. Bo Nix against Kansas City. Tua against Washington. I just can't trust. I mean, I'll take my Jalen Waddle points, and I'll move on there. And, of course, Michael Penix Jr., who said nobody loves him on the sideline for as much as we're talking about A.J. Brown. What the hell's going on in Atlanta? Running backs, McCaffrey, Achan, Bijan Robinson against Carolina, looking for bigger things to get for him. Just tuck the ball into his gut and let him go. The guy can play. Genty going up against Dallas. Why? Because we have an opportunity to play against the Dallas defense. Let's get after it. Javonte Williams against Las Vegas. Guys in the no-go. R.J. Harvey against KC. Woody Marks had a big game last week, but against Tennessee, I'm not expecting big returns here. Vidal against Jacksonville. That defense a little better. We focus on Trevor Lawrence, but let's look at the defensive side of things. They can get after it a bit. CD against the Vegas. Albon Ra against Philly and their secondary. Rashee Rice getting his. Abuka against Buffalo. Nico Collins, back-to-back weeks with Davis Mills under center, has been a top go. I mean, that's one of those ninja guys, Davis Mills, because I want to see chaos there because that's where we're headed as it goes. We talked about A.J. Brown. Everybody loves him. He's going to get fed this week. He stinks. I got nothing for you there. DK Metcalf against Cincinnati. It looks great. No. They're going to throw to the tight ends. Four touchdowns the last time they played. You know, the Bengals have given up 12 touchdowns to tight ends this year. Just terrible. Romeo Doubs going up against the Giants with Jameis Winston. There's your ninja of the week. He's got to be eating W's. Let's go.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Plex is the podcast. Mike, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace and love, fellas.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you.
There he is, Mike Harmon. Lamar's back at practice. Good news there. We'll come back, close out the show with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up in a matter of minutes, followed by Thursday Night Football, Jets and Pat. Get their votes in for Featured Artist Friday. What's the jammage tomorrow starting in around 10:15?
Featured Artist tomorrow is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. Yeah, you can crank them up to 12. They got their share of hits. Are you a Red Hot Chili Peppers guy there, Nolan McGraw?
Not a hardcore fan.
I got you.
I mean, I feel like somebody in the listener base is a pretty big fan because we get suggested them a lot for like Turn It Up Tuesday and everything.
Now, when are we going to start taking the video chat advice or at least the fact that
it's been part of it. It's all part of it. So, yeah, I mean, look, hop in the chat. Mm-hmm. Join. Good plug there, Bob. You're learning. I like it.
Unintentional.
I like it. No, hey, take credit for it. When you get a win, always take credit for it.
Take your victory.
105.7 The Fan Baltimore on YouTube. Go subscribe. Watch us live every single day. Morning show's on there. We're on there. Afternoon show. Watch through 12 hours of live streaming. Beautiful faces there. Producer Cam coming maybe next week. Excited for that.
You take all the attention. Lamar Jackson back in practice today.
That's big.
No Bateman. No Marlon. They're not playing.
No.
Justice Hill, second straight missed practice with a toe.
Not playing.
And Jay Higgins with the knee.
Not playing. And I would guess those are probably four of the inactives.
But
so if Justice Hill down, Ali's up.
Nolan, we got time to go to the Funhouse real quick, or you want to say something to the people before we go?
Quick Draws Funhouse, sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, we'll start here with Maryland. Eric in Bel Air, sounding off, says it's time to get real about Maryland and the financial side of things. To present Maryland as financially disadvantaged is not correct. One of the largest universities in the world, located in the epicenter of the wealthiest mega market in the country. Damn, Eric, you got me tongue-tied here. Get a good coach who can win a game that they're not actually... that they're not supposed to win. Watch the dollars flow in. It's got to start with a quality coach. Locks and his recruits can go with him for all I care, because the collective isn't worth it.
And there's some cash flow coming in because of the new deals going on with the conferences and the NCAA?
I think there's more money coming in, yes. But if it's coming into Maryland, it's coming into everybody else,
no
too.
No doubt.
So.
But you have a base to work with.
Right.
And, you know, Barry Gossett and Kevin Plank, I don't think there's much more they can give.
You can't keep going back to the same.
Yeah, and always. If you're going to buy out the 13 mil, it's got to come from somewhere. And I wouldn't think it's from the One Maryland Collective, because that's for the NIL. But frustration is certainly there from a lot of Maryland fans. And, you know, I'm not feeling optimistic about the outcome for Saturday at all.
Bob, just think, you know, let's just think. If they would have beat Washington, Nebraska, College Game Day's here for Indiana, and it's a tight game. You want to talk about money flowing in?
Yeah.
Money would have been coming.
And home games, you got 30. They had two sellouts.
Yeah.
And they lost them both.
Now, Jim Smithy can only do so much. They got a win to help him out the rest of the way.
Over to the Ravens here. This one says, I'm not worried about the Browns at all. Ravens playing down to them in years past has nothing to do with this year. Plus, the Ravens' backs are still against the wall. There's no room for a letdown. Even if they start the game slow, I just don't see them choking away the entire game.
No, I don't see them losing it. I just say it's going to be a tough game because that defense is going to play. You know, and they didn't have a ton of success last year driving, or week two, driving the ball. So the way that spread got big was turnovers. And that's the same thing that happened this week. You want a big score, you want into the 30s, you get turnovers.
And one last one here, interesting thought. Texter says a mid-game quarterback change could be Cleveland's best shot at an upset here. Not saying Shedeur Sanders scares me, but there is a wild card factor to him coming in with nothing to lose.
I think if Shedeur... For some reason, it doesn't seem like Stefanski likes him, so I don't see that happening. But if he were to come in, I'd blitz his ass because he moves around less than Gabriel.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're back tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. We got our picks, got Vinny's stat breakdown, got Vinny's keys for that Cleveland game. Lamar's back in practice. That's good news. We'll talk Terps and everything else going on in the world of sports over the next few hours. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Thursday Night Football. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in.
too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.